We are in overtime. Yes, overtime today as the Titans have forced overtime here in the Pacific Northwest. And we'll get the coin flip here in a moment. Linfield and UW Oshkosh tied 24-24. They got another minute to run off the clock. Remind you that the winner of this one goes on to the semifinal round of the NCAA playoffs, and that game would be played next Saturday. And that would be on the road for the Titans in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis-St. Paul. If the Wildcats win, they'll stay here at home for the semifinal round. They told us the last time Linfield played an overtime game was in the playoffs a couple years back when they ended up losing to St. Thomas. Now, this is a team that has not lost in a long time at home. They have a 25-game win streak here at home. But the Titans have come back after trailing by a big margin. They were down 24-9. Stormed back with 15 unanswered points over the last quarter and a half, and you would think that the Titans have a lot of momentum from here on out. They have blocked two field goals going down the stretch today, and they will bring on the captains now, find out who will go first. It's different from the NFL. It's a whole different process here in college. There are series. One team will have the ball, then the other team will have a chance to answer back. You get four downs, just like you did. You have to pick up 10 yards for a first down. And then after two overtime periods, they'll take away the possibility of a field goal. Let me give you some closing stats here as we head into overtime. On regulation today, Nate Wera has ended up 22 of 29 for 216 yards. Meanwhile, the running back Cole Myra today has rushed for 106 yards on 20 carries. John Schaefer, leading rusher today for the Linfield team, he has gained 61 yards and 16 carries. Mickey Enzer, quarterback, 20 of 33, two picked off today, 247 yards in all. Titans are being represented by Nate Wera, also Andrew Thompson out there for the Titans. A couple of other seniors get a chance to talk things over with the officials, and then we'll determine exactly after the coin flip who has the ball first. Linfield has won the toss. More than likely, a lot of people say you should go second here because then you know exactly what you need. They have deferred. Titans will have the ball first. So UW Oshkosh will start at the goal. I believe that's to the west, and they will start there and take over the ball. Offense has it. Brandon Peter, Kim Filter, Andrew Thompson, and Nate Wera head to the sideline after representing the team. We know that Mount Union will take on Mary Hardin Baylor in the next round. The question right now is who faces St. Thomas, the Tommies, next Saturday. Will it be Linfield or will it be UW Oshkosh? Ball will be put down at the 25-yard line. Again, all the rules are pretty much the same. The only difference is we don't punt. You simply give it to the other guy and let him try. Anything you do has to be matched by the other team, meaning if you score a touchdown, the other team has to come out. They have to score a touchdown on their series. Out of the shotgun, Nate Wera from the 25-yard line of the Wildcats. We are in overtime here in the quarterfinal round of the NCAA playoffs. Cole Myra ahead for about 3-4 yards, bangs his way inside, down to the 20-yard line, just outside the 20-yard line. And again, on the tackle today is a Foreman. He comes up from the safety position to make the stop. Second down, we'll call it 5.5 yards to go. Cole Myra, the lone running back, as Kozabuski and Boss set up as wide receivers on the left side. Wera, back to pass. There it is. One-handed grab by Caleb Voss, breaks the tackle, gets down the sideline. Did he go in? Yes, touchdown, Caleb Voss. He tipped it to himself, and the Titans score on their second opportunity here in the first overtime period, a touchdown. The junior, what a fantastic catch. He stuck it up one hand, he tipped it to himself, went down the sideline, broke one, then two tackles in for the score, and the Titans are on top by a score of 30-24. Extra point try. Now, earlier today, Nate Ray missed one from this spot earlier. That wind out of the west continues on. Becker will do the holding. The Titans trying to go plus 7 here. Snap is down. Here is the kick. The kick is up, and it is good. We'll take a break. We got to reset because coming up in about 30 seconds, Linfield will have their chance in the first overtime period. We're back with more following this 30-second timeout. Here's the first play. Rolling right. Ends under some pressure. Throws it ahead. Dropped, and then there's a flag on the play. The Titans apparently are going to get roughing the passer called against them. Andrew Thompson came out there. He's pleading his case, but the official says he went for the head, personal foul. Roughing the passer is a call. I'll see if I can see that on replay. I was watching down the field. The intended receiver dropped the ball, but it's a 15-yard pickup as a result. They're going to march it half the way down the field. They start at the 25, down to the 13 now. And the Linfield team will have a chance to reset right there. We're in the first overtime period. The Titans have taken a seven-point lead, by the way. Any type of turnover here, you get a pick, it's over. Titans will win. Man goes in motion to the far side. They'll reverse the ball back, and the ball is dropped. It's recovered by the Titans, and we win! We win! The Titans win in overtime! On the reverse, the man dropped the ball coming out of there is Andrew Thompson. The Titans go to the semifinal round of the NCAA. Oh, my goodness. What a win today by the Titans. The ball popped loose on the reverse play. Andrew Thompson fell on it, and the Titans move on to the semifinal round. One game away from the national championship. The officials have left the field. UWO comes back. I feel like screaming Adrian. I feel like Rocky today. Rocky won, of course, but he didn't win. The Titans did. We'll take a break. Our extended postgame show comes your way. We'll talk about it. The Titans have come into the Northwest and shocked Linfield. They are going on to the semifinal round of the NCAA playoffs. We're back in 2 minutes to talk more about it here on WOSH.